Residents of the ex-mining town of Glencoch in South Wales have taken the funding of a new community centre into their own hands. With news of that, here's Simon.
Thanks, Justin. Yes, local residents had spent 7 years trying to raise the £800,000 they needed to build the centre. They were £35,000 short, with just a matter of weeks to go before planning approval lapsed. However, they got the extra cash they needed from a number of companies, including Admiral and Tesco, in part after turning to a new online funding platform called Spacehive. Well, I spoke to Chris Gourlay, who's the chief executive of Spacehive. He told me why this project was a good test for their business model.
We wanted to test the model in an area where there was not an awful lot of money. This town is one of the most deprived in the UK, and they had a situation where they'd almost raised enough money for this community centre, but not quite. And so we were looking at a way of topping up the extra money needed before their grants expired. And in this particular case, it's everyone from local businesses and families to a Welsh descendant in Patagonia contributing money to the project. For projects in the future, I think you're going to see a very different support base depending on the nature of projects. So there's a couple of projects coming up soon. We've got a rooftop farm that's being built in King's Cross, and a redevelopment of an old derelict dock in the East End into a creative hub. Now, those projects are going to appeal to very different sorts of people, and so you can have different people funding them.
This idea of crowdsourcing cash, if you like, does that mean that the people who contribute the money get a say in the project?
Well, projects can come to the table in different ways. I mean, you've got a lot of projects which have just been shelved because of the economic downturn at the moment, and so this is a really easy way for people to revive those sorts of projects by voting for the stuff they want with their wallets. But effectively, you're providing a new route to market for public space projects. So if you've got a brand new idea that you want to pitch direct to communities, it's a platform that allows you to do that. And so effectively, yes, people are voting for things that they want with their wallets by backing ideas they like.
Your company, how is it funded? How does it make money?
We take a commission on projects that are successful. So if you successfully raise money through the site, then we retain 3.7% of the money you raise.
And is it a for-profit organisation?
It is. It's a regular company. Yeah.
Are you stepping into the shoes of government here? Are you part of David Cameron's big society? Shouldn't the government be doing this stuff?
Well, I don't think it's an either or. I mean, the state is funding a lot of this stuff. It should continue to do so. This is not about saying we should have private investment instead of state investment. But it's a model that gives communities control by saying if you want to back projects you like, you can fund them directly, often just topping up small amounts of money to make stuff go ahead. And in return, you know, you get what you want.
That was Chris Gourlay there, Chief Executive of Spacehive.